Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for about 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
And today we're going to talk about chairs and other furniture that you need to get your work done.
We are. And before I get to my takeaway or to our takeaway, I just thought of something. We're almost a year into this podcast, which means pretty soon you're going to have been working from home for 11 years.
I was thinking the same thing. That's so funny. When we were reading it, I'm like, as soon as we cross the threshold here, I'm going to have to say I've been working from home for 11 years. Or I'll just get to say for more than 10 years, and then you won't get to big time me anymore.
maybe I'll say for more than 11 years then, and technically it might still be the same, but I'll have an additional number on you. But the takeaway is that really you should pick the chair that's where comfort and ergonomics meet. That is an important point.
Yeah, I will admit something to you, Patrick, that you may not know about me.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Generally pick chairs that other people find terribly uncomfortable. Everywhere I've worked, from CNET to Twit to at home, people sit in my chair and go, "Oh my gosh, how do you sit in this?" And you know, all I can answer is it works great for me. I look for a chair that's very simple. It doesn't need to be soft. In fact, I prefer it not to be soft. And I want it to just disappear, because I want to sit straight up, you know, keep my ergonomics good, keep my back straight and all of that. And I don't want to lounge in it. So apparently what that ends up being is me choosing chairs that other people find intensely uncomfortable, which is fine, because then they don't steal my chair.
That is a definite advantage. You know, Tom, I thought I knew you, but with revelations, I don't know what to do with myself anymore. I think the chair, you know, there's, when you start looking for office furniture and chairs especially, there's a lot of things. You go in it thinking, oh, well, there has to be the solution. I'm going to look for the solution. And the reality is there are so many different solutions. It's like there are guiding principles, but I feel like, without being an expert, I feel like it's not like people are going to tell you, you should choose this chair, the chair that everyone uses that is going to be perfect for everyone, because that doesn't really exist. And it is very difficult, actually, to find a chair that is going to work for you. And especially when you start diving into ergonomics, because you're going to have people that are going to tell you, you should sit on a ball. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, a ball or a stool or a thing where, you know, you sit on your knees, not really sit, but you have like these weird Z-shaped shapes for you when you sit on them, when your knees are on the front panel thing. They might be the most ergonomic thing that exists technically on a technical level, but if you're not comfortable, you're either not going to use them or hate it. And that doesn't really solve anything, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people recommend standing, not even using a chair. Just get a standing desk. I have a desk that can be used as a standing desk. I tried that for a year or so, and it did not work for me. It was too tiring to be standing all the time. And there's been some research that says that the standing all the time can be bad for you in certain situations. And I'm not trying to say it's one way or another, but you shouldn't think of standing as a magical cure for anything any more than there is a single chair. So you have to find what works for you. I know lots of people who swear by the standing desk, and that's great if that's you. A lot of people swear by the sitting on the ball, and that's great if that's you. My personal opinion is whatever makes you stop thinking about where you're sitting and you can just focus on what you're doing is the right situation for you.
Yeah, I think the standing desk is recommended, is kind of trendy nowadays. Mm. And it's true that it seems, I mean, again, we're not experts on the topic, so talk to the person who knows, but standing all the time is just as bad, it seems, as sitting all the time. So if you do get a standing desk, alternate between the two might seems like it's the best solution. What I will say, however, is that you should, especially if you've been working in an office and now you're working from home, everyone has that old crappy chair that is not really comfortable and that they kind of fall into and just start using, and then it's a hassle to change it and it's not comfortable and it starts, you know, being a little bit, it gives you pain here and there, but it's not too bad. Don't use that chair. Like, if you can at all afford it, get a better one. Like, get an ergonomics chair that you can sit in for hours on end, because that's what you're going to be doing. The chair you had might be fine for an hour here and there. If you're going to be sitting on it for a long time, that is an investment you want to do. And probably one of the more important investments that you're going to be doing for your home office. Don't skimp on the chair if you can at all afford to do that.
Yeah, when my wife had to start working from home because of lockdowns in early 2020, she immediately went on the web and found a new chair. I mean, she had a chair, but she was like, I'm not going to be able to continue to work from home in this chair. That chair was good enough for me to sit down at my desk every once in a while. It is not going to be good for 8 hours or more a day or whatever. So she went online and she found a gamer chair. It's a chair that is meant to be sitting and gaming in. It's super comfy. It's adjustable, had, you know, ergonomic pads for her neck and for her shoulders and everything. And she loves it. And I think why it was successful for her is she knew exactly what she needed. She's like, well, I'm going to be sitting in this kind of location at this height with this kind of desk. And she did the research and found like, oh, okay, a gaming chair really fits what I do. I'm not going to worry about the fact that it's meant for gaming. It's going to work for me. And she got it. And she gets so many compliments on her video conferences because the chair is cool looking too. And it's called like S-Racer or something. But also she complained about her chair the first week she was working from home till she replaced it. I haven't heard her say anything about the chair since. And that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. It should not, you know, affect you one way or another. Maybe it should affect you in ways that make you feel incredibly comfortable. But it's interesting. Gaming chairs are indeed quite popular. I sense in professionals, meaning people who are on Twitch or people who have to sit for a long time, I do sense a little bit of a movement away from gaming chairs and into traditional high grade ergonomics office chairs and well-known brands. So gaming chairs, I'm sure there are some really good ones. Twitch streamers who spend hours and hours on their chairs and who can afford it now are starting to say, you know, gaming chairs are great, but I might want the series.
Now that I've reached partner status and I can afford an Aralom or whatever. Yeah. And I think that's a good point. A lot of those chairs, if you can afford them, are expensive. Not because of status as much as because of the fact that they're comfortable and they work. You have to look. Some of them may just fetch a high price because of the name, but a lot of those out there are good because they're good, and you have to pay for that. Doesn't mean you have to pay a lot to get a comfortable chair either, though.
No. I'm sure you can find stuff. It's just I'm looking at the Twitter feeds of the famous, the rich and famous. Mm-hmm. So.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Chairs are important, but they're not the only important piece of furniture in your office. I think a standing desk, an adjustable standing desk, is a pretty good investment if you're willing to use it, because it might seem like nothing, you know, you just press a button and it rises and lowers. But you still have to do it, and for some reason, I have one. I'm speaking from experience, and I found that in the first few months, I would use it quite a bit. Now, somehow, it's too much of a hassle to press a button, and my cable management is not great, so the cables, you know, start getting tightened behind the desk. Mm. But that is one piece of furniture that I think is a good one, the standing desk. But do you have others that you would recommend?
Yeah, I think when it comes to picking a desk, the way I approach it, and I'm not a desk picking expert, but I look at the desk as the thing that needs to be comfortable to sit at. So I have two desks. One I worked at for years and years and years. It's now in the other room. I don't use it anymore on a daily basis, but I picked it. And it was a fixed desk because when I sat down at it at the store, it felt right. Like my arms rested on it perfectly. I didn't feel like it was too high or too low. And so you want to do that. You might have to do it by measuring if you're not able to really go into stores too often, or you go into stores and you don't find what you're looking for. You might have to do some measuring to figure out, okay, this seems to be the height that I want. If you can afford it, though, I would say get an adjustable desk, because then you can adjust it to the exact height you want. You can make it perfect for you. I was lucky enough to have someone get me an adjustable desk several years ago. Like I said, I used it as a standing desk where I could put it down when I wanted to sit, bring it up when I wanted to stand. But it has been also great because as I have changed how I wanted to work, I've been able to just adjust the desk instead of get a new desk or try to prop the desk up on something. And so as your ergonomics get better and you refine your workspace, an adjustable desk can adapt to you. That's another advantage to it. That said, it's pricey. It's pricier to get that adjustable desk, so you may not want to get it just for that. I would say if you're getting a fixed desk, to just make sure that you know what level you want to be at and go from there. And then worry about, you know, drawers and stuff. I feel like you really can just add filing cabinets and things like that for drawer space. It's not important to me anymore to have it in the desk itself.
No, not the cabinets, the filing cabinets in the desk, I would agree. I would say, however, that if you can, no desk is too big. It's like a TV.
You mean like surface area. Yes,
exactly. Yeah. A TV, you always think, oh, that TV is the biggest thing I will ever get. Then you turn around and 2 years later, you're like, well, I got used to that 55-inch. I want the 60-inch. Yeah. The desk is the same way. You might think, oh, you know, I have this size desk. It's fine. But you will make use of it. Makes you more comfortable, once again, to have a larger surface area if you can, you know, afford it for the desk, but mostly for space in your house or apartment. I don't think it's possible to have too big of a desk, and you always use it and then are comfortable having a bigger, it increases your comfort, which is important.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It could be too big if it just didn't fit, right? That would be the only
right,
reason.
Exactly. Yes.
But if you can have more surface area, it's probably good. Although you do want most things in arm's length. So that's important. And I think you can add surface area by adding cabinets. I actually use my adjustable desk for most everything, but I have a filing cabinet right next to it. And that has a file holder for papers and bills and things that I need to get to every once in a while. And I sit my laptop on it because I'm having my laptop go through a dock to the screen that's actually sitting on a separate piece of furniture. My screen is not even on my desk so that I can keep all the surface area for surface things. That works for me, but you know, it may be different for you. But yeah, I think if I could add more surface area, I would. And if you can't actually add more surface area to the existing desk, you can also get other things that can be storage that would add a little more surface area adjacent.
Yeah. I guess maybe if you're really messy, adding surface area will just mean like piles of letters.
That was my dad. I'd go into my dad's workplace when I was growing up, and people would look at his desk and be like, how do you do any work here? It was just piled with journal articles and papers. He's like, I know where everything is. It's fine.
Depends. My dad was like that as well. It's like, I don't know why we started talking about our families all of a sudden in these last few episodes. My dad had so many stacks of papers, like, it's incredible. And I guess people like that exist. And in that case, maybe don't get a large desk and force yourself to file stuff.
A little bit of constraint for some situations. But the takeaway here is basically to, you know, with chairs, pick the chair, like Patrick said earlier, where comfort and ergonomics meet. And for other furniture, you know, try to pick the one that is adaptable to your needs and fits you. You want the furniture to fit you.
Exactly.
Well, that's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and both of us at workinsanity.net. See you soon.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.